We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We want them to fail forward fast. I want guys going out in this game not being afraid to fail. But if you fail, fail forward. What does that mean? Well, if you're failing forward, that means you're failing, but you're learning. And then you got to learn fast. Early in the first quarter, I want some guys to go out there and fail in the first half. We've got to be failing at a fast rate, and we got to be failing forward.
Boy, I can't believe this franchise is where it's at. Having the heads of organizations like that, head coaches. We've had fail forward fast. We've had Joe Philbin tell us that he's queasy. Adam Gase. Just all of Adam Gase. Can't believe that we're in this situation. It seems like we got it right now with Flores, though, so he never said anything dumb like that.
Text.
Fail forward fast.
Can Tannehill finally get an apology? He hasn't won a playoff game. No, you're right. He's won multiple.
Yep.
Which is more than any quarterback in Miami for how long?
Oh, dude.
Since Marino.
Had to be.
You have to go back to the Lamar Smith game, the last time the Dolphins even won a playoff game.
No, I mean two.
Two playoff games? So you're saying get to the AFC Championship? Or
No. I'm not even saying in the same year.
Oh, just career?
Right. You have to find a quarterback to win one first before you can find one that wins two.
Right. Mm. You win two playoff games.
I think Fiedler has two wins, playoff wins.
He does? Okay.
Yeah, because he would win the wild card game, and then everyone gets blown out in the divisional round.
Oh, see, look.
Well, does Fiedler?
I'm just telling you what happened. I'm not complaining.
When you talk about success, you talk about it in a failing way.
Do you also?
I mean, 62-7 is pretty embarrassing.
Yeah,
that was Marino.
Well, do you count Fiedler also being part of 62-7 for the Jaguars because he did?
Yeah,
get
that's
some
right.
He did get some action.
That's how you got parted by the Dolphins.
He did get some action. Then the Dolphins were like, "Oh, that guy's pretty good. Let's bring him in." Well, why don't we just give it a shot, shake things up a little bit. Anyway.
I think we're actually Fiedler might only have one because he started the next year. The Lamar Smith game happened, and then they got blown out by the Raiders the following week, and I think there's only one on a playoff game since.
Let's give everybody your chance to win $1,000. You heard Cam Cameron on the way in. That is because your word this hour is fail, F-A-I-L, fail. That is your Super $1,000 cash giveaway word, fail. Text that, not like David fails. Fail as in fail forward fast or fail a test. Text that to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Fail. Your next chance at the top of next hour. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. It's a national contest, and it is sponsored by Anna Jar and Levine, accident attorneys.
Somebody said 1997.
You want to fail forward fast. I want guys going out in this game not being afraid to fail. But if you fail, fail forward. What does that mean? Well, if you're failing forward, that means you're failing, but you're learning. And then you got to learn fast. Early in the first quarter, I want some guys to go out there and fail. Fail in the first half. We've got to be failing at a fast rate, and we got to be failing forward.
What a dummy.
What the hell? Who was that?
That was Cam Cameron.
Your former coach.
That was your former coach. Jay Fiedler, all-time career record with Miami in the playoffs is 1-2. He doesn't get credit under Pro Football
Name
Reference.
The last Canes. Somebody said Marino.
Yeah, it's got to be
Marino. Marino is the last one that has multiple.
It's got to be Marino.
Think about that. Got rid of a quarterback called my bum. He's done something no other quarterback's done since Marino.
I can count on one hand the number of Dolphins quarterbacks that win four games. You got Marino, you got Greasy, you got Woodley, and you got Morrill.
I can't believe Tannehill gets to be 2020 Greasy. I can't believe that.
Who cares? You've seen it before. Why do you act like it's a shock? You've seen that quarterback win Super Bowls a lot.
It's not fair.
A lot.
It's not fair. This whole year has been a mockery of the Dolphins.
Wait.
Oh, no.
Here. How are you feeling about Nick Foles?
Terrible.
Super Bowl champion.
I hate Nick
Foles. Super Bowl champion.
I want the Super Bowl champion. Fine. He's
Super Bowl MVP.
I know.
Okay.
All right.
So understand what you think you want out of your quarterback and understand what you really need out of your quarterback. Because guess what? Everybody wants what Nick Foles has accomplished, but they just don't want Nick Foles.
I would just, it's going to be this poetic. Like, we're going to have a situation where the dude is going to get to win the Super Bowl in Miami. That's what's going to happen.
That's justice, baby.
Let's get some headlines.
This is WAXYAM I'm a Dolphin fan. South Miami, and WSFM
you feel bad at how much you
HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Touchdown, Miami. Whoa.
How about that Julian Edelman?
Oh.
Ball from grace.
What do you do?
Stamped on a car.
Got arrested.
It was a nice car, though. Mercedes.
Why did he do that?
I don't know why. And it was right after. It was Julian Edelman, Paul Pierce, and who else? Three guys had a took a picture together out in L.A.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Paul Pierce sucks.
I hate Paul Pierce.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, what do you got, Robbie? What are some of the headlines?
So, yeah, it was a crazy weekend. It's going to get even crazier tonight with the national championship game, which you can hear right here on the ticket. The game starts at 8 o'clock, LSU and Clemson for all the marbles.
All the marbles.
It's a lot of money was initially pouring in on LSU. It was like a heavy public on LSU. It got up to as high as LSU minus 6.5. It's kind of come back a little bit. I think the sharp money is coming in on Clemson.
Looks like we got ourselves another LSU football hype video, Robbie. I'm looking forward to watching this during the break.
It's two hype videos in a row. They might be overdoing it.
Yeah, but they're so good at it.
I know that they're good. They kick ass on the field. But
I tell you who I want to pipe down on the hype videos, the Heat. Enough of this hanging out with Trevor Noah. Enough of him.
Really?
Get out of here, Trevor Noah. You ruined this team.
Really?
You ruined them.
Really?
All of a sudden. What's their record after the Daily Show? 0-2.
I mean.
Kick rocks.
He did Trevor Noah. I mean, Drip here was out there getting accessorizing.
Yep. He's spending $30,000 on an icy Tyler Hero logo and dressing like a Ukrainian grandmother.
Wow.
I don't like it. What else you got, Robbie?
Jimmy Johnson.
Nope. This
oh, no. We won't do this again.
No, everybody, a PSA. This is going to make you feel a little vulnerable.
Get your tissues ready.
So grab your boys.
Your boys?
Grab your boys.
No, you don't grab your boys when you...
Nope, grab them.
You don't grab your boys when you cry?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Because you might be...
No. If you grabbing your boys when you cry, you're squeezing too hard.
I don't know, man.
Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Jimmy Johnson got into the Hall of Fame. David Baker came and surprised him. So let's give you the sound of this. This is David Baker during halftime of Seahawks and Packers. And, they're going to shots at Troy Aikman, getting all misty-eyed. He looks terrible. Jimmy Johnson, his mouth agape. He's quivering lip. And it's a very emotional moment.
Well, a dominant first half by the Packers as we welcome you to the Visa halftime. We've got a full house here on the football field, but there's always room for one surprise guest, especially when it's this man coming in right now from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, David Baker, the president.
Good to see you.
It's Dave.
How are you doing, sir?
Good. Hall of Famer.
Great to see you.
Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer. Coach, on behalf of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and all those fans that are watching, and all of us who love this game.
You do this.
Thank you, Coach, for all you've done for the game. Thank you for all you're going to do for the game. Thank you for the history that you've made and the lives that you've impacted. Thank you. It's my great honor to tell you that you're going to be the 328th Hall of Famer into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and your legacy is going to be in Canton, Ohio forever. Congratulations, Coach. Congratulations.
Terry Bradshaw is just he is over the top.
Hey! Did you see that commercial where he tried to put ketchup packets into the ketchup bottle? If you have a grandpa, that's something they would do. I don't need to buy ketchup. I got all these ketchup packets from McDonald's.
Now, that was very emotional, but obviously on radio it loses a little something because you didn't get to hear Jimmy Johnson. Like, you saw his face crying up. Now, then Jimmy Johnson spoke, and
Whew.
The only thing I can think of is all the assistant coaches that have worked for me, all the great players that have played for me. They're the reason I'm here, and they're the reason I can't talk.
All right.
No, no.
Where's your Bob?
I mean, this is so special to me because when you put in the work that we put in, it's nice to know people appreciate it.
Man.
Hey. Woo.
Man.
That's one of
those. Somebody say Hall of Fame guy looks like Despicable Me dude.
Like Gru?
Gru.
He looks like the Larry David's cousin in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Except bigger. A lot bigger. Hey, by the way.
The one when it gets over the top was cool, but then after that was over the top from Terry Bradshaw. Yeah, well, that's what he is.
That's what he does.
That's what he is. Ha! Gotcha! Should have seen your face.
Like that dude right there. He. I mean, pretty soon they're all going to need to start taking naps, right? Between Terry and Jimmy Johnson.
Can I just say something real quick? This text right here. Wow, Tobin, you won't call Julian Edelman's behavior thuggish, but if Derrick Henry did the same thing, you'd be beyond angry. Wonder why. Are you mistaking me for the Cavaliers coach?
Right.
What? By the way, he meant slugs.
He just, I mean, like, of all the behavior, all the behavior, they're going to sue him. He's going to pay for the car to get fixed. He's going to get a disorderly conduct ticket, and we move on. It's not, nobody was fighting. Nobody was, you can't, listen.
From what I understand.
I've never heard somebody being a thug on a Mercedes. Right?
No.
Like, that's not thuggish behavior.
I heard that B-line was very, he brought up the waterworks when he was apologizing for that thug comment. I'm sorry. He's been doing his best Jimmy Johnson to try and skate by.
Somebody said, I thought we were going to lose him. For real, we're going to lose him.
Terry Bradshaw towel whips his colleagues in the green room right on the ass. He laughs every time. 100%. Right. 100%.
He is.
Doing a few too many calisthenics in the steam room.
But if you think about it, though, that's what makes him funny. Like, he's over the top.
How?
How? Them boys ain't going to win playing like that.
What else you got, Robbie?
And Leroy's right up your alley. Apparently, baby Tiger Woods, his son, his 10-year-old son.
You see the swing?
It really is an amazing swing.
Oh, swing is pure.
I mean, I will say this. The hardest person to follow is when your father is great.
Just ask the Jordans.
No, not. I'm talking about golf. Ask golf? Nicholas's.
Well, his grandson plays for was O'Leary. Leroy, break it down the swing.
Leroy, taking a look. He's going to criticize this kid's 10-year-old swing. See how good it is. What are you saying?
I don't know. He played blown away.
Leroy's like, oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Probably already got a Nike contract.
Now, maybe not be as crazy as your dad was, so you don't go and screw everything with two legs for a release. Things got a little wacky for Tiger Woods once he was able to cut loose. Yeah. Got to that Canes quarterback party culture. I mean, Tiger Woods, that was some crazy living.
Yeah.
This was Tiger Woods after every tournament.
On a private jet, though.
Oh, yeah. Billionaire. Where are we going today? I don't know. Dubai? Bring in the Perkins waitress. What a crazy scandal that was. Good times.
You gotta stop at Perkins on the way.
Isn't it a scandal?
Yeah.
It cost him.
It cost him a Buick.
Buick?
How can this guy, a family man, be driving around all these ladies in this Buick? That's not what we sell here at Buick. I've never even heard of anybody driving a Buick. That's not 85.
I know. It's an old,
That old money. Anyway.
Another headline. We haven't gotten to this yet. I like to get all the stuff out of the way.
Okay.
Drew Brees. Apparently, he's been hit up by TV networks to be a possible analyst.
All right. So is he done? Like we're.
I mean, he's not. I mean, he hasn't retired yet, but he's like he's begun the.
Well, I think I saw a tweet this weekend about the Tony Romo negotiations that he could get as high as $14 million a year to jump ship from CBS
to ESPN.
Yeah. And
Booger goes back in a Boogermobile.
I don't know where Booger goes. I think Booger goes away. I think Booger goes to do West Virginia games on the weekend. I think that's where Boog's gonna go. But I think maybe Drew Brees is out there to stifle negotiations a little bit. Be like, well, maybe we'll just go with Drew Brees.
No,
ever think of that?
No, because you gotta have. See, here's the thing. People think you could just get another person to do that job, but certain aspects of this business is about the personality and how you do it, right? Do we know if Charles Barkley makes sense?
No.
But his personality makes that good, right?
Well, him and Shaq fighting.
Right, but that's just it. The thing about, you know, having Romo do that is how he delivers the same basic information that everybody else does. Because everybody else is, you know, just as intelligent as Romo is, but the way in which he delivers it, his own personality comes across delivering that message. That's what makes him unique. Whereas the problem with Booger is not his information, but he delivers it so by the book, if he were to take a television 101 class, right? That's how you would do it. So he's doing a great job, but it doesn't really show what kind of personality he has or how he delivers that information.
You know how the CBS can counter ESPN's offer? Have Tony Romo call a Masters with Jim Nantz.
Ooh, that's good.
Ooh, Jim, he can't let it get out.
But I think part of the appeal is that he gets to go golf if he does Monday Night Football. Like, there's no conflict.
Yeah.
And right. he loves his golf. Loves his golf.
Well, he keeps quiet.
You know what I'm still waiting for?
He's trying to qualify for the U.S. Open.
You know what I'm still waiting for? I'm still waiting for this Jay Cutler. Remember when they said Jay Cutler was on television? The Dolphins ruined that. Another thing the Dolphins ruined. I wanted to see Jay Cutler be on television.
Ooh, somebody said I drive a 98 Buick Regal.
Good for you, sir.
I don't want to out anybody, but there's somebody next door that drives a Buick. I'll just say that.
Oh, Kenny.
Well, I wasn't going to say the other next door. You scare these people all the time.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
I would have to go with Zach.
Zach drives a Buick?
Yeah.
Love Tiger Woods.
We usually get in at the same time like every day. So we had like a 5-day streak where we both showed up at the exact same time at the parking lot.
15 minutes of heat, a piss poor weekend from your Miami Heat against both New York teams. We'll get into that next.
15 minutes.
On Saturday, February 1st, 7 I at ticketandradio.com present The Night Before at the BB&T Center, starring Zach Brown Band. Join us for the biggest big game pre-party in South Florida with Grammy Award winner Zach Brown Band. Tickets for this show are on sale now at ticketmaster.com, but they're going fast. The Night Before, presented by Radio.com and AM 790, FM 104.3, HD2, The Ticket. Not as sexy today with the slow jam Glenn Frey after losing back to back. I don't know what this is like. I don't know how to deal with this, because this is the first time all season that the Heat have lost back to back games. It's a weird feeling, Leroy. And they lost basically virtually identical games to the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets. Games where probably letting that team in the game way too much early on. Seemed like they TCB'd, took care of business, and then decided defense, not our thing. You guys score at will as much as you want in the fourth quarter. Knicks, you want 40 points in the fourth quarter? Oh, my God. 40 points in the fourth quarter.
That right there, under no circumstances, should ever happen. I don't care what kind of legs you have. I don't care if you're not scoring. You can't get 40 points.
There's nothing. Yeah, there's no, like, you can't. I don't even think I would laugh at the Heat if anybody came at them with a fatigue thing. Like, you guys have been in the same city for four or five days. They've been in New York. So, no, that can't be. And it's not like Jimmy Butler went out there and played 43 minutes, but 35, 36 minutes the last two games. There wasn't a back-to-back. There's nothing to be tired about, but they got bullied. They got bullied. They couldn't get a rebound to save their life. And it was a parade right down the paint against the Miami Heat. And it was a huge, huge letdown. It was a bad week. It was a bad weekend for a road trip that started off so excellent with the way they beat the Indiana Pacers. To have back-to-back losses like that is very, very discouraging. And it doesn't, like, this, look, this isn't one of those things where I think the Heat are exposed as frauds. Like, you, all of this, like, look, you should be excited about the season. It's been an unbelievable year. The fact that we are, January 13th, and they just had their first consecutive losses. They smashed the old record. They showed the old record was, I think, in 1997. It was 22 games. He got to, 38 games before they lost back-to-back games?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. But they're still bad losses, and they're still awful ways
bad
to
losses.
Lose.
Terrible losses. Terrible losses. More importantly, because how you close both of those games out.
Yep.
It's just, if you're going to go far anywhere in this year, it can't be doing that.
Nah.
Giving up 40 points like that. Like, I get it. You know, one of the things I'm always going to leave room for is the other team's pros, too. And they can make shots. It wasn't about making shots. It wasn't about making shots.
I know Spo said that after the Nets
It wasn't
game.
About making shots, though. It's about the number of chances you got to make shots.
Right.
If they made every shot they took, fine. But if they missed and you got the rebound, instead of giving them the rebound, and I got to tell you, somebody pointed this out, is we found Bam's kryptonite, Randall. Kind of push him around a little bit.
Listen.
Kind of push him around.
I think a certain other big man, I'm not going to say any names. Let's just say his nickname rhymes with Schmammer.
But we knew who he was.
Listen.
We knew who he was, but I know, if you're not going to come in here and stroke it, like, let's go do some big man things, you know?
Uh-oh.
I mean, Kelly Olynyk's been banished to the to Narnia. I don't know where the hell he is. He doesn't play anymore.
We have another addition to the loss. Those were not TLs. Those were ELs. Embarrassing losses.
Oh, that's a good stat. That's a good stat.
We got three ELs this year?
I don't like it.
I mean, the Wizards,
Memphis.
Orlando.
Orlando
doesn't count. I don't care if they win a championship. They lose to Orlando.
They scored six
why.
Points in the fourth quarter. That's epically embarrassing in that Orlando game.
Here's some quotes from Jimmy Butler after the game. He said, quote, "We should be winning these games." This is from Ira Windeman's column. So leadership or not, I've got to figure out a way to help us win. It's all about effort, man. You can yell and talk all you want. Communicating is not going to make anybody guard anybody. You got to want to do it. You've got to play harder. When the ball is in the air, we've got to be the ones. That's who we are. Communication, maybe we could be a little bit better, but we've got to man up and guard. Because, I think, Myers Leonard was talking a lot about communication. Look, Myers Leonard's good at communication. He's got a loud voice, and that's about, I'm sure he's out there communicating, but I saw a lot of communication dancing right around him, and I saw a lot of Myers Leonard going out there and not getting rebounds. So that's disappointing. And yeah, Bam's got to be better too. But I almost felt like the way that offense was going late in the games, I know that the big focus should be on defense, but man, he was finding open shooters. That offense runs good through him. And I know Jimmy's going to be your guy at the end of games, but man, Bam seemed like he was able to find those shooters like with such ease. And then they went to Jimmy, and Jimmy was taking over, and he was awful.
My question is, do you need to have a guy if your offense is really working and you're making sound decisions? That's my question. Like, why is there a need if everybody is playing well, moving the ball, and getting good shots? Why is there a need to have the ball in one person's hands?
Yeah, I got you, and not just move it all around. But like, look, you're gonna, Bam's almost more valuable in a game. Like, if we're gonna talk about being in the paint and stopping guys, like, Bam's gonna be more valuable almost on the wing than he is in the post. Like, he is a tremendously quick defender on his feet. using that wingspan. And so if you have to keep him in there, you're almost losing your guy at the attack of defense.
I think
because that's where he's best suited.
Sometimes at the end of games, a lot of teams do this, and I get it. Like, it's not like it's an inbounds play and you draw an inbounds play for your guy.
No, the inbounding.
These are plays where these were plays where, you know, we just run an offense, and they've been so good at and in fact, everybody on the team makes the point of, right, hey, we celebrate each other. Who's ever open, who's ever got the shot, you got to take it. We want them to take it. And then you get to a certain point in the game, and you go away from that. If that's what got you here, why do you feel the need that, okay, this is Jimmy time? Now, I get it. There's certain times where Jimmy can take control of the game and say, but I see we're not doing well.
Yeah, but I don't even think that he's best when you're doing that. I think we see when he's best is getting everybody else involved and lifting them
right,
up.
Right, but why at that point in the game do we not feel?
Maybe there is a feeling, you know, maybe there is a feeling on his standpoint he feels that, you know, the guys aren't ready at that point and he has to do too much.
I don't know. I just
like,
would,
you know, like for everybody who's going to go out there and say, well, Jimmy can't, but like, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but like Philadelphia, like he was their closer in Philadelphia. He was the closer in Minnesota. He was the closer in Chicago. And yeah, they do big winning, but they all were better with him than they are without him. So, you know, to put this, he's had a bad couple of fourth quarters. He's also had a tremendous all-star season for your Miami Heat and has delivered a lot of good for them.
Yes. I think I'm more asking as to why teams do that than criticizing why a team would do that, because it happens all the time. And I think, you know, Jimmy maybe feels that he has to be the guy, right? But Jimmy is the best at being the guy when he's unselfish and makes the good basketball play.
Texture, it's in second or third time this season Jimmy can't tie up, put the game away with free throws. Yeah, that's true. I mean, look, you're on the line. He got that crazy foul. I mean, it was like he was up there kung fu kicking, and he was able to get that call
to get
the three shots. But you know, you need to go out there and make your free throws. I mean, that's all obvious. He didn't have a good game closing for this team, but the team has also been piss poor defensively, and it's been a bad couple of games and a bad look. You had a road trip start the way that it did in Indiana, what was supposed to be the toughest game, a terrible place for you guys. Brooklyn is basically a home game for you because every time you go there, it's nothing but let's go Heat chants. And then the Knicks are the Knicks. And, you know, to lose two out of three is horrible. It's horrible. So you got to come in Wednesday, come back, take on the Spurs, get things right, baby. In that beautiful elixir that is the American Airlines Arena, where apparently 3-point shots are always made like crazy.
There is a conundrum to this Heat game, because there's a long tradition with the Miami Heat when they go on a road trip of three or more games and then come back home for just one game and then go back on the road again. They always lose the home game.
I know. They got a tough one on Friday against OKC.
OKC, who would have thought that would have been a tough game before
the
season?
OKC's killing it. They're killing it.
And then at San Antonio when everyone's watching football.
And maybe, Robbie, a little bit of flirting that's going to be going on, because you got LaMarcus Aldridge and Chris Paul who are going to be peacocking around like, get me out of San Antonio, Pat. Get me out of Oklahoma City. So they'll be spreading their feathers
a little
bit.
See what you see now. Would you take Chris Paul now?
They got to load a lot of salary.
You know what? He's a tremendous player. How can we roll the dice on that contract and that body?
Agreed.
How?
Agreed.
How?
Agreed.
How can you do it?
Yeah. The Heat have never really had to sign that contract. Even Jimmy Butler. What is Jimmy Butler's?
In the 30s.
Jimmy makes a lot of money.
Okay, but that's it. That's the first time they've really had to sign that contract.
I know. Crazy. We will we'll hear from the wise words of Marshawn Lynch and the one good thing that happened in South Florida sports this weekend. Next.
The one good thing.
Huberto, Barkov out in front. Huberto makes a move. Backhand and he scores! And Jonathan Huberto has given the Panthers a 7-1 lead. And with that goal, Jonathan Huberto has tied Olli Jokinen for the Panthers. All-time lead in points. That's 419 points for Jonathan Huberto.
If you listen.
Shout out to Jonathan Huberto yesterday getting a couple of points for the Cats. All-time leader now in points in Panthers history. Big win for the Cats yesterday, too. You talk about the Heat. They've had a couple of back-to-back losses for the first time, but the Cats got themselves a couple of back-to-back wins, much needed, as they've been fighting to keep pace in this playoff race. But let's hear a little bit from Jonathan Huberto after the game. Had his family there. I think his sister did the Canadian National Anthem beforehand, which he's done a couple of times. So cool moment for him, and it's been an awesome year for him. He's going to the All-Star game, and here he was after the game.
Yeah, it's pretty emotional. I mean, obviously, you know, it feels like it was yesterday. Time flies, you know, so fast. And I think, you know, obviously I care about this organization. And I'm happy to be here. And like I said before, you know, I want to play here as long as I can. And I think it's, you know, it's cool. I think seeing yourself, you know, on the stage and being drafted and now still here, you know, with all the guys. I think we had the same core for a while. Now it's just, you know, that we want to win. I think that's what we want to do, get into a playoff. That's where it's going to be a lot more fun.
So awesome moment for him. And, yeah, they play this cool video of, like, his whole Panthers career and whatnot, but an awesome moment for him. So congratulations to Jonathan Huberto getting that moment yesterday. And it's a really, really cool moment for him. So shout out to Huberto for getting that win yesterday for the Panthers and him getting that record. Good for him.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like in my house right now.
Canadians have infiltrated.
Yep. So I'm the last stop before the cruise.
Sorry, man.
3 days.
Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch yesterday, beast mode, got himself a couple of touchdowns. Wasn't enough as the Seahawks lost to the Packers. But afterwards, Marshawn Lynch wanted to pass on some words of wisdom, Leroy, to the young players in the league.
Look, I'll say like this, though, right? It's a vulnerable time for a lot of these young dudes, you feel me? They don't be taking care of their chicken right, you feel me? So if they was me or if I had an opportunity to let these little young Sahabs know something, I say, take care of y'all money, African, because that don't last forever. Now, I done been on the other side of a retirement, and it's good when you get over there and you can do what you want to. So I tell y'all right now, while y'all in it, take care of y'all bread. So when y'all done, you go ahead and take care of yourself. So while y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies, you know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken, you feel me? Don't take care of y'all mentals, because, look, we ain't lasting that long. You know, I had a couple of players that I played with that, you know what I mean, they no longer here no more. They no longer. So, I mean, you feel me? Start taking care of y'all mentals, y'all bodies, and y'all chicken for when y'all, you know, ready to walk away. You walk away and you be able to do what you want to do. But I appreciate it. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Words to live by, Leroy.
Words take care to live of your by. Chicken.
We're never going to see him again, are we? It feels like a samurai who's just gone off to the mountains now.
Yeah.
It's cool for him, though. He was getting those scores. That's a cool thing for Seattle.
That's what he does.
Almost like their one last dance for him.
That's what he does, right? Like, it's pretty amazing that even a little old Elvis beast mode could still come in and get some run. Because he was looking like old, thick Elvis.
Now, I have told you, Leroy, that the Miami Hurricanes, right? We've given some crap for their hype videos, right?
Yep.
A little too much. Now we find out there's a party culture. And now we may be losing one of our own. Because these LSU hype videos, these are hype videos.
Yeah, but they're winning.
Now the last one I think was Anthony Mackie who delivered the narration for the hype video. New Orleans native.
Yep.
But it appears Ed Orgeron has called in a favor to one of his former players, not a former LSU Tiger, but a former Miami Hurricane, to get them ready for tonight. He has hired The Rock to narrate this hype video, which is all about rock bottom. And you got like little young Joe Burrow there where everybody doubted him. And then he's holding the Heisman Trophy. And it's just The Rock just narrating about rock bottom. And now I'm upset because not only have they stolen the swagger, not only have they had the cool hype videos, but now they've stolen The Rock. Ed Orgeron has stolen The Rock from the Miami Hurricanes. And I'm sitting here with quarterbacks who are partying their asses off and they're terrible losing to FIU.
The closer I get to the top, the more I think about rock bottom. The closer I get to the finish line, the more I think about where I started. I remember the past, and it anchors me to the present. I remember dark days and hungry nights. I remember being told I wasn't good enough, and wondering if it was true. I remember having nothing, giving everything, and yet still falling short. Rock bottom transformed me. It fortified me. It made me who I am. It made me promise myself to never go back and to never forget. I remember every doubt. That's why I believe. I remember every failure. That's why I succeed. I remember every defeat. That's why I win. I remember rock bottom. That's why I know where I'm going. So let's go.
I'm so mad right now. I mean, I'm fired up, obviously. I'm very inspired, and this has been a very big range of emotion.
Because he wanted to be your team.
But he stole, Ed Orgeron stole the rock.
He
called in a favor, and that's not cool. He's like, where am I going to go to fire up my tiger? I know. I'll go to the most famous actor of all time who I coach back at the University of Miami. Go Tiger, go Hurricane, and hype video. I'm so mad right now. He just stole the rock from us.
But
he just
you realize if that hype video was in Miami, it'd be so different.
No, it's an awesome hype video. Do
it's
not
awesome
get me wrong.
Hype video, but I'm saying I got just the music.
I got the goosies just listening to it.
Everything would be so different.
I mean,
Rock would be loud and yelling, can you smell what the Rock is going to get?
Like, you feel like Rock was faking it a little bit? Like, he was doing this while counting all the money that LSU paid him?
Well, no, I just think that even in hype videos, they're done differently everywhere else.
Do you think Ed Orgeron has the direct number to The Rock, or does he have to go through The Rock's people? Or does Ed Orgeron get a pass where he goes, boop, boop. Hey, what's going on? It's Ed Orgeron. And he goes, excuse me?
I think he could call, but I think their promotions or whoever does that stuff.
Oh, you don't think Orgeron has to call in a favor?
I think he could call him and talk to him. Here's how this works. I'll do your hype video.
Mm.
You get me sideline passes for the game. Bam.
Yeah, but The Rock can get sideline passes whenever he wants.
It doesn't work like that.
Really?
It doesn't work like
Even
that.
Even if you're The Rock?
Because you have to get basically credentials from the school.
I say The Rock for Joe Brady to be the next Miami Hurricanes head coach. That's the trade. You can have The Rock give us Joe Brady.
He's so good
at those. Hey, man, with all this being said, are we not going to give Manny a chance to? Now, I will say here. I will say this, that
he'll be leading Tennessee, the University of Tennessee, to a national championship, Robbie.
That's right.
Here's what I will say this, that
Vanderbilt.
I still believe that he's learning how to handle himself,
because
I believe he's a good coach, but not a great, like,
damage he's done.
His other skills, you know, he's not accustomed to having to use them. That being said, he keeps doubling down.
Yeah.
Right?
By the way, Joe Brady's from Pembroke Pines. He went to Everglades High School.
Didn't they just extend him, though?
Yeah, they did just extend him.
They made him assistant head coach so they could pay him millions. Serious. That's what they do. They just change your title.
Unbelievable. All right. What a weird day. A lot of emotions today.
You.
Glass case of emotions. A
lot of emotions today. Yeah. Jimmy Johnson making me cry. You have The Rock giving me the goosebumps. You know, the Heat making me upset.
Tannehill.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a roller coaster.
I got to tell you.
It was a roller coaster today.
I was joyous pretty much all day. I didn't come in thinking that because I'm certainly not the kind of guy that's going to throw it in your face.
Yeah. Well, I was annoyed that you weren't. I'm like, you know what? I would.
So you're mad at me for not?
Yes.
You're going to be sans pants on Radio Row.
I would take a day like this and I would be insufferable.
No, I'm not that guy.
You know what's next? LSU's going to get Masvidal to do their hype video. That's when we know it's the end.
he's not gonna cuss. That pissed me off. That pissed me off about anything. He went on Dan's show and didn't cuss.
Nah, he probably cursed. We just didn't hear it. Like, they probably dumped it.
Okay.
I don't think that's possible.
All right.
All right, everybody. Have a great rest of your day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.